God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to feed us. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us is from the gospel lesson. But I want to just reread the last few verses. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches it away, what was sown in his heart. This is the seed that was sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on the rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on the good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. So for God's word for our consideration this morning. Once upon a time, there was a man. And this man had abundant fruit around him. His family was prosperous. Nothing was wrong going on. He had all that he could ask for. You could probably say this man was healthy, wealthy, and wise. And what was his habit was that when he was in town, when the fish weren't biting, when the golf course wasn't calling him, when there wasn't any other activity to go to, and when he was not tired, he regularly went to church. But one day, something happened. His health started to deteriorate. But he also noticed something. The people of the church weren't stopping by to see how he was doing. And when he ended up in the hospital, they didn't stop by to visit. But he was good at heart, and he wanted them to know that he would forgive them one more time. So that Sunday morning he rose, got dressed, and went back to church, only to find that there was no church there. In its place was a shopping mall. And he stopped somebody on the street about, where was the church? Oh, didn't you know? It died. People left it. And it was mowed down. And he moaned and said, they shouldn't have let that happen. I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about your lives. Because each and every one of us has the propensity to fall away from God. I know I did. I fell completely away. Didn't have time for him. Other things took the place of God. Working or recreation or just plain resting. And yet the word continued to follow me. God didn't let go. God wouldn't let go. And he gave me his word, the word that was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. For as the water and the snow come down to the earth and water it and make it fruitful and grow, so is my word. I want you to think about God's word for your life. And I'm talking to you, young and old, because God's word is for you. God's word is to strengthen you. God's word is to renew you. God's word is to let you know that you are dwelling as free people. Jesus said, if you have my word, you are truly free. That's an amazing, amazing proclamation for each and every one of us, to know that we are free, that we're free to come and go, we're free to worship, we're free to pray. I often say, you know, there's no reason for us to get really upset at schools when they took the prayer out of schools, because prayer is a personal communication with God. And that personal communication comes from your heart. And no school can take that away from you. No government can erase it from your memory or from your lives. You have God's word within you. And did you know you're not normal? You're not normal people. Normal people on a day like today would be out on the lake fishing or on the golf course golfing. Normal people would not be in church. So you are not normal because you have God's word. God's word not only feeds you, gives you that nourishment that you need every single day. You know, we know that we need water. We know that we need food. We don't push it away. We know that we need God's word. God's word that speaks to us. But not only does he feed us with this word, he gives us guidance and direction with this word. God's word is our GPS, if you want to use that term. Because God, yes, he says, you are sinful creatures. You have sinned in thought, word, and deed. You have transgressed God's word. You have been bitter and hostile to one another. But yet there is the forgiveness that we hear. As the psalmist says, from as far as the east is from the west, so far I have removed your sins from me. And in Jeremiah, he says, I will remember your sins no more. So this precious God gives us direction. We need direction. A number of years ago, when baccalaureate was historically used in one of my former parishes, International Falls, they would ask a pastor within the community to have the, you know, the invocation and the benediction and speak a few words to the graduates. And so I had a little bit of time to tell them, you know, I was in your place a number of years ago. And this year was 50 years ago I graduated from high school. But in that seat, hearing graduation, I had no idea what I was going to do. That was during the time that I fell away from God, that I fell away from his guidance and direction. But God, like I said before, didn't let me go. He came to me, kept coming to me, gave me direction through his word. But that was my GPS, to know what he wanted in this life. And so the sower tells us about the seeds that were sown. And the last seed that was sown brings forth production because it grows within the person's life. And as it grows in the person's life and bears fruit, that person becomes one who sows the seed again. You see, God only asks that we sow the seed. You didn't hear anything there from Jesus that we have to go out and water that seed, that we have to go out and tend to that seed, that we have to dig around it and remove all the weeds from there, that seed. No, he just said, this is the way you need to live is sow the seed. Sow the seed so that it will grow in the hearts and lives of other people. Whether it's our children, or whether it's friends, or other family. God gives us the strength. He gives us the strength, the power to sow the seed. The Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And when you read about Paul, Paul was a mean man. He was a horrible person when he was called Saul. The scriptures in Acts chapter 8 and 9 talk about Stephen, where he was standing there and being stoned to death, and the one who was watching was a man named Saul. He was also the one who persecuted the church, wanted to do completely away from it, but yet God saw something else in Paul, in Saul, and he took him, he molded him, and he said, you will suffer much for my name's sake, and yet you will testify about me. See, if God can use Saul and turn him into Paul, how much more fruitful can he be with each and every one of us who have been redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ, who have been set free to be that child of God, to use his word for our direction in life, to use his word as our guidance, to use his word as another seed to sow into the life of someone else. May God grant us his wisdom. May God grant us his strength. May God grant us his Holy Spirit to guide, to nurture, to strengthen each and every one of us as we continue on the mission that he has for us in this world. And that mission is telling others about Jesus, either through our hands or through our lips, to tell others about how Jesus saved me, how Jesus died for me, how Jesus rose again and gave me life everlasting and the forgiveness of sins. That is what God gives you through the power of the Holy Spirit. In Christ's holy name, amen.